Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
Oh, Dave and I just watching the monitors here in studio this morning and seeing that we're in day two of testimony in former President Trump's criminal trial back in New York. And good news for everybody who's listening, Dave, is we cannot take them live inside the courtroom. We will not be taking you live inside the courtroom. There are no cameras.
You would turn into OJ. Like, it's all we would be talking about if there were cameras in this place. But you're right. No cameras, no audio. But the second day of testimony is about to begin. It's 9:07. It's time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
And the launch is brought to you by Master Electrical Services, home of the upfront pricing guarantee. And here are the three things that Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown. Three.
We talk about lots of different side effects and positive side effects from these new injectable weight loss drugs. But how about a baby? How about a baby being one of the side effects? They're calling them, Dave, Ozempic babies.
Okay.
These injectable drugs that are kind of newer on the market for weight loss seem to be making women more fertile. Question is it the weight loss itself? Is it the hormone? Well, at 10:05, we're going to bounce the fertility questions that we have about Ozempic and other weight loss drugs off an OBGYN who's calling the show.
This is really, really very, very fascinating because if you're struggling to get pregnant and there's a way that maybe improves your chances outside of IVF, because IVF is brutally and prohibitively expensive in many cases. If there's a cheaper option, that would be incredible.
Countdown two.
Residents in California are producing so much solar power off those rooftop panels they plop on their homes. They don't know what to do with it, and a lot of it just goes unused. So during the show yesterday, we asked our listeners how they feel about their solar panels, you know, the ones they have on their homes here in Utah. And we got some varied experiences.
Yep, it's very well worth it for us, but we're really happy.
No, it was a scam. That's how me and my husband personally feel, and it's embarrassing to us that we have solar panels on our roof that everyone can see that we were scammed.
Embarrassing that everyone can see the solar panels on our roof and see that we got scammed. We wanted to reach out to Rocky Mountain Power and figure out, why are we having such different experiences from listeners here in Utah? They're going to walk us through why some people love it and others think it's a scam.
Launch countdown one.
I could not wait to debate this one with Dave. There's been a lot of firings at Google, not because the company is, you know, downsizing or it's, you know, been overstaffed for a while, but for staging protests in the workplace. So far, 50 gone. You fired. At issue, $1 billion contract, Dave, that Google has with Israel and its military for AI facial recognition, among other things.
Google, you can hide. We charge you with genocide.
Whoa. We charge you with genocide? That's coming from the employees? They had to have known they were getting fired, like that they weren't going to make it, not just to the end of the day, they weren't going to make it to lunch. You can't be surprised, right?
Dave and Dejanovic.
The launch.
Commence.
Talking politics at work? Ooh, that's one thing. But when you start taking over the CEO's office, you're fired. So let's start, Dave, with a news report out of San Francisco.
A group of employees even occupied Google Cloud CEO Thomas Kurian's office. They shared letters from fellow workers during a live stream speaking out against the harassment, mistreatment, and censorship of Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim Googlers.
I am not proud to work for Google. I am ashamed to work for Google.
Well, you no longer work for Google. You just solved that. Don't worry. You took care of it yourself. You're ashamed to work for Google. Problem solved.
I want to debate this in just a moment, but first, I want to get more of the backstory from this, from ABC News' Jim Ryan, with the buildup to these 50 firings.
The group No Tech for Apartheid has led the demonstrations at Google offices in New York and California, primarily targeting Project Nimbus, the cloud computing software Google sells to the Israeli government.
I would not like to lose my job,
says California Googler Iman Hassim.
It is impossible for me to continue coming into work without loudly condemning Project Nimbus.
Google CEO Sundar Pichai has made clear that he wants no politics in the workplace. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
So, you and I share our opinions 3 hours a day. It's all we do. We are just, here's our thoughts on politics. Here's our thoughts on everything imaginable. So I'm sympathetic to the thought that, wouldn't you love to be completely and totally insulated from every opinion you have? No, I absolutely know, even though I'm paid to give opinions, that there are certain things. If I say I cross a line, I'm not making it to lunch, no less the end of the day.
But there's some people would say there's a lot of legitimacy to their protests. You know, the continued war between Israel and Hamas, that this is all stemming from an October 7th terrorist attack on Hamas from Israel, you know, and then it's, you know, from Hamas on Israel, and then Israel retaliates, and the retaliation has continued on and on and on. But here's the company stance, Dave, in a CEO memo. This is a business, not a place to act in a way that disrupts coworkers and makes them feel unsafe. To attempt to use the company as a personal platform or to fight over, you know, disruptive issues or debate politics. So let's couch this in a different way. You know, where do protests cross the line for us? And let's just couch it in a little different way. Let's pretend like there's a fast food restaurant where restaurant workers are staging a loud sit-in over the rancid beef they want to let the public know that the restaurant is serving up. Do they deserve to be fired?
Ooh, that's...
We'd be thanking them.
Yeah.
For saving us.
And it would certainly hurt the company.
It would hurt the bottom line. I bet you the next earnings report would come out and the CEO of the company would be on an earnings call and say, yeah, guess what? We took $1 billion in losses because a few employees were protesting rancid beef.
And we would probably celebrate that. Now let's take that same example and the restaurant workers that are staging the protests because they're vegan.
Oh,
right, it's not because of rancid beef.
Well,
it's just because
fire them.
So why is one okay but another is not? Both hurt the bottom line.
I think it's because we're okay when somebody's protesting safety issues in the workplace, but we're not okay. We're uncomfortable when people start bringing their political views to the workplace. Now, you can say, well, you stage a protest in the CEO's office. That's an obvious. So maybe Google did give, or Google employees did give the boss a gift. Well, that's an easy one. But what if it's more complicated than that? What if it's, you know, two employees in the workplace getting into a loud debate over the cubicle wall over their political views? One loves Biden, the other loves Trump. And it gets out of hand.
Or they get into it over social media.
They start duking it out
with words.
Yeah, they start
duking it out on, and this is in their own free time, you know, after hours, and they're going after it.
So are political debates in the workplace acceptable at all? Yes or no? Give us a call and your best argument next. 801-575-TALK. We're going to take live phone calls right out of the gates here on the Dave and Dujanovic Show.
Dave and Dujanovic. Special coverage of the top national story.
Is it just too uncomfortable to have political conversations or debates in the workplace? 801-575-TALK. 801-575-TALK. Give us a call, yes or no. Maybe you've gotten into it with a coworker and you really want to lay it out right here on the show. We're talking about this today because Google has fired 50 employees from New York to California for staging protests at work. Now, these weren't lively debates per se. These were protests. Like in one case, they took over the CEO's office and started doing like live FaceTime or live broadcast from them. They want Google to cancel a $1 billion AI contract that it has with Israel, the government there, and Israel's military.
Google, you can't hide.
Google, you can't hide.
We charge you with genocide.
We charge you with genocide.
I love lively debates at work. And not just because I work in a newsroom where it's very commonplace that we have these conversations. I've worked other places. And absolutely, I love debates. Debates are much different than protests. Much, much different. And I wonder if some of these folks at Google maybe got overly comfortable at work.
How so?
Google's a fun, relaxed environment in many ways. They have a climbing wall. They have slides. They have ping pong and beach volleyball. they have little nap pods. If you're a little sleepy, if you had a rough night's sleep, Deb, go ahead and use one of our nap pods. Mm-hmm. And with such a casual atmosphere, I wonder if these employees thought, oh, you know what? They won't even care. We'll
stage. They'll understand us.
They'll understand. Yeah. They get where we're coming from. I mean, after all, they have beehives outside where we can learn to be beekeepers and we can collect our own honey. They'll be totally fine with us storming the CEO's room.
I have been to the Google campus on a tour many years ago, and it is a different world than what, you know, you and I know, or maybe the average, you know, employee knows from their workplace. It is a world apart from what we know. And I could see where they would get in the, we're all buddies here zone. But the CEO saying they crossed a line, putting out a memo saying this is a business, not a place to act in a way that disrupts coworkers or makes them feel unsafe, to attempt to use the company as a personal platform or to fight over disruptive issues or debate politics. And that's the line I picked up, or debate politics, because we are in a year of political views and everybody's angry. Everybody on the left, everybody on the right, everybody in the middle, we're all up in arms about everything. Whether it's a Supreme Court decision, a lower court decision, whether it's a political conversation at a rally, whether it's former President Trump saying something or current President Biden saying something, we are all ready to boil over at times. And when we spend 9 or 10 hours a day in cubicles, in small cubicles in an office, isn't this a recipe to explode and like to political outrage if your cubicle buddy happens to mention something, or if you overhear a conversation, you know, when they're on the phone with their significant other? You know, we're just ready to explode. So where is the line? Where is the line? And is the office door, when you walk through the line and badge in, is that the line? Dave, what do you think?
I don't think so. I think debating politics or having conversations in the office are totally fine. I think that's important. I think it's healthy. We should be able to communicate.
If it's loud?
Okay, now when it starts becoming disruptive, or if it becomes too heated, if it starts distracting other people, absolutely. We need to be aware of that.
So if duck and cover is a thing to two cubicles over.
Yeah, if all of a sudden people are...
Then you're going up to the HR department, right?
Yeah, it's definitely something where... I think we've figured this out. Hey man, I'm trying to work over here. Can we maybe bring down the volume a little bit? We do this.
I want to hash this out with you more. I want to bring Dave from Orem on the phone. Hi, Dave. Are you there?
Steve or Dave?
Dave. Steve. Oh,
yeah.
It's so crazy because I called your name earlier and then my co-host started answering. But now I'm realizing my producer put Dave in our chat here and your name is Steve, right?
Yes.
This is a total setup. Okay, this is a total setup. Go ahead, Steve. What are your views?
Well, it depends. I sort of agree with Dave. The extremes on both sides, you can get pretty vocal and it can bother people. But I actually like to have conversations if it's politically sound and you don't get too extreme.
So you don't go conspiracy theory?
Yes. But,
okay.
You know, another thing is, If it's government, that might be another thing, or the military, you have to be careful in that regard.
Yeah, I would say that's true. Just having worked for the federal government, I would say that you want to be conscientious of that. But I feel that way anywhere I've worked, is even though I'm in a newsroom and we do have lively debates about, you know, story decisions and how we cover stories and which stories we should cover and which ones we just can't cover because we don't have the bandwidth to cover. You know, lively debates are good. I think it's when you start making the people around you feel unsafe or uncomfortable. But what do you think about the online arguments, Dave, when it gets bitter on Facebook?
Yeah, it's what you're doing in your free time. And your employer will come back and say, well, you represent the company. Even outside, when you're not working here, you still represent the company. So you have to be careful with what you say. And that gives me some pause as well, because that can really, if you extrapolate that out, that can basically muzzle you and you will not say anything. I would love to live in a world where you can say basically whatever you want, be the conspiracy theorist if you want in your free time, and that doesn't directly affect your job, if it doesn't affect your job in any way, right? It's very tricky once we start allowing companies to muzzle what you say and what you think and your opinions. But on the flip side, I also get, listen, you're an employee. You represent us. You might drive away customers with your hot takes.
See, if I were staging a sit-in in the boss's office, given that the boss signs the front of my checks and I accept those checks, I would expect to get fired for that. Because I feel like that at that point, I've just taken it to a level that I can't come back from.
Yeah.
If I'm having a lively debate about politics and I do not notice that I'm making other people around me comfortable, and newsrooms have been known for very lively debates, and there have been times that I can look back on my career and I'm thinking I got a little bit too extreme about, you know, shouting across the newsroom on my whatever that is. I would expect a second chance in that case.
Yeah.
But if I'm you know, staging a protest and gathering 50 of my buddies out front and nobody can access the building, then I would say, I should probably pound sand and go figure a new place to work that would accept the fact that I wanted to protest outside of their building. We put this on Facebook, too, and I thought this was really an interesting take from Tony saying, in respect to others' opinions and thoughts, keep politics and religion out of the workplace.
Yeah, once we start gatekeeping what we can and can't talk about, I get religion, politics, those are two hot topics. But what else can I talk about? Can you give me a list of the things that are acceptable?
Can I talk about
bunny rabbits and ice cream?
No, you can talk about that PowerPoint and that spreadsheet you're putting together for the really boring meeting we're all going to fall asleep at.
Slacker teams. There's the debate that we can have in the newsroom.
Straight ahead. Sit-ins and loud protests at Google. Well, that might be obvious.
Google, you can hide. We tried you with genocide.
But what if that heated debate with your cubicle buddy over politics just got loud? Is that grounds for firing too? We've loved taking your phone calls and getting your opinions on Facebook. Straight ahead, we're going to get legal analyst Greg Skordas to weigh in on that question next.
Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories. On KSL News Radio, Dave and Dejanovic, special coverage of the top national story.
Well, Google's fired 50 employees from New York to California. They were staging protests, okay? I saw a video of them outside of Google, sitting inside what they call the CEO's office at Google. They're protesting the company's billion-dollar AI contract with Israel, the government there, and its military.
Google, you can't hide.
Google, you can't hide.
We charge you with genocide.
We charge you with genocide.
At what point, folks, did you think you were going to make it to the end of the day? Google, you can't hide. We charge you with genocide? Like, that's so offensive. Inflammatory, even if you think it's true, there's no way you're making it out by the end of the day. But I do wonder how many of us truly understand what our rights are when it comes to freedom of speech and the right to protest. And I don't think we have a very good idea. They clearly did not. You don't storm the CEO's office and think you're going to make it out, do you?
KSL Legal Analyst Greg Skordas, did those Google employees give the boss a gift by staging the protest? I just wonder if things would have been different if they would have like taken to their personal Facebook page and said something negative about Google and its involvement in that contract.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. And I'm looking at what the employees did. They actually sort of staged a sit down where they were impeding other employees being able to get into the facility. They were protesting. They wouldn't move. I mean, they handed the employer a gift, like you say, on a silver platter. I mean, and to answer Dave's question, do they have a freedom of speech or their right to protest? They absolutely do. They 100% do. But most states are like we have here in Utah, at will. And so, yeah, you can protest all you want. You can complain. You can sit in and we can fire you. So, yeah, you have the right to protest, but the company has a right to terminate the employees, and they have. And I think that number, it was 28 yesterday. It's up to 50 today.
Yeah.
It's probably going to get into the hundreds.
So, Greg, what are the protections that I have for freedom of speech and right to protest?
Well, I mean, you can do so peacefully. You could do so within the bounds of what your employer allows you to do. Or if you're not working for Google, you can do anything you want. But if you work for somebody, and think just of your own employment, Dave, if you did something that was adverse to your employer, they would have a right to fire you. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You can protest, McDonald's or 7-Eleven or whatever, if you're upset about something they're doing. But if you're working there and you protest it, you can expect that there would be some level of retribution from your employer saying, look, you know, you're not following our company's policies and procedures. Maybe you have your friends or someone else protest. But if you do it yourself, you're probably going to be in their crosshairs of their HR department, and you're probably going to lose your job.
Talking to Greg Skordas, our KSL legal analyst. You often hear him right here in KSL News Radio, KSL at night from 7 to 9, and talking to him specifically about the firing at Google, because employees were protesting, and they were physically protesting. I mean, they were at the site. They were, you know, marching around the exterior of the building. They were also sitting in. At one point, they were inside the CEO's office, and they were broadcasting live. And I want to step away from that for a moment, because I think we are in a, you know, when we're in political season like we are right now here in America, you know, things can get a little bit testy and people can get feisty over their political views in the office. And if they overhear, you know, their cubicle buddy talking to, you know, a significant other on the phone or whatever about politics, maybe they lean over the cubicle there and start chiming in. So if that were to escalate in an office place and it's just a lively debate between two coworkers, is that grounds for dismissal?
Almost certainly not. I mean, you couldn't do that. I mean, and really Google can't, or any employer can't, silence employees from being constructively critical of the company and things that they're doing. I mean, that's how you get unions organized within certain companies. They sit down, they say, hey, we don't like what's going on, and they stage things. But every company, especially one the size of Google, has internal policies and procedures. They have standards that employees sign, that they agree to, and that they agree to follow and be bound by if they're going to work for the company. And those could include the right, you know, to peacefully protest. But if you complain about the company's policies, they may say, we're going to fire you because that's not consistent with our company's goals. You're either on board or you're not. So, yeah, office talk and complaints about this and that are fine. But once you're impeding employees coming in, you're taking an adverse public stance against the company where the media is covering it and everything else, you're going to be expected to lose your job.
Greg, I'd like to rewind and think about the Colin Kaepernick protests back when he would kneel for the national anthem. He was playing for the 49ers. They didn't fire him for that. Now, he ended up, you know, leaving the team, opting out of his contract, and then no one would hire him after that. But I found it fascinating that despite the how polarizing that act was, that Colin Kaepernick was not fired by the 49ers.
Yeah, that's a great analogy, Dave. It's a little different because he was not complaining against the 49ers. I mean, he wasn't taking a stance against his team, against his employers, complaining about something they were doing, you know, that they're contracting with a certain company that he doesn't like. He was taking a stance against the way people were being treated and sort of generally in the country. And yeah, that's a speech that the employer in that case decided to allow. That's a form of speech that his employer decided to allow. Of course, as you said, it hurt him down the road because other employers are like, I don't know that we want him making the same protests at our football games. And so he never really picked up the ball again and never became a quarterback that I'm aware of from any NFL team after that.
Correct. Well, Greg, thank you for joining us. It's fascinating to watch it unfold. And because, Debbie, we all have phones, this is all broadcast. We have video of it. We see the protests. We see them being hauled out. And unsurprisingly, these folks at Google, they got fired.
Straight ahead, we took a lot of phone calls yesterday on solar power costs in Utah. Kind of left us scratching our head over whether the investment actually pays for itself.
No, it was a scam. That's how me and my husband personally feel. And it's embarrassing to us that we have solar panels on our roof that everyone can see that we were scammed.
But we had other opinions that said it's great. It's awesome. So let's see if we can clear this one up with Rocky Mountain Power next.